Hello. How are we all? We are nearly at the end of January. Just made that wee song up there for you. My writing skills of music is phenomenal. So, how are we all surviving January? Are we getting there? I mean, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Next week will be payday for a lot of people. Your first payday maybe since Christmas. Excited? Have you got it spent already? Everybody be like, I need to catch up my bills. I need to buy food. It's kind of what my kitchen's looking like now. It's like, there's supposed to be food in these cupboards. The fridge is looking very bare. But to be fair, I haven't done a shop this week yet. I've kind of went out a couple of times and bought what I needed for that day, and the next day can be dealt with the next day. I just hate shopping. Like, it doesn't matter what I'm shopping for. It could be, listen, I could be buying my wedding dress. I mean, I'm not getting married, but I could be buying my wedding dress. I could be shopping for a beautiful handbag or high heels or, well, shoes or some lovely jewellery or food shop. It doesn't matter. I hate shopping. I suppose the only shopping that I like doing is holidays and cars. And at the minute, we're looking for a house, although not to buy, to rent. It's like really stressful. I've been in my house, my current house, for over 23 years. It's either 22 or 23 years I've been in this house. So I've not had to like look for houses for a long time. Not had to think about looking for houses for a long time. And now it's like, yeah, there's maybe houses out there, but it's not got your requirements. It might not have as many bedrooms as you need, or maybe too many. And yeah, I know that can sound a bit, how can you have any bedrooms? But you've got to also think about the bills. Like, the bigger the house, the higher your gas and electricity bills are, and higher the rent is. So yeah, that's where we're at now. We went to go and see a house the other day, just wasn't for us. For a multitude of reasons. We'll not get into that just in case you're listening. But yeah, it wasn't right for us. I didn't get the vibe when I walked into the house anyway. Do you know that way? And I said this to my friend yesterday. Did you know when you walk into a house and you feel this is the one? Or it feels cosy and homely or whatever. And yeah, there wasn't any furniture in it because it's unfurnished. I get that. But you still get a feeling as to whether this is the house for you. So, I didn't get that feeling. Plus, it didn't have the full requirements that it was supposed to have. So, for that reason, I'm out, as they say. So, yes, we're back to the drawing board. I seen another one today that only got put up yesterday. But again, slightly more expensive than I wanted to pay. And it's got 4 bedrooms. I need 3. Higher bills. I mean, if the price was right and it was 4 bedrooms, I'd take it. But I've got a maximum and I can't go for my maximum limit, because when you start doing that, it's dangerous territory, isn't it? You don't know what your financial future is. So yes, that's how exciting my January is. House hunting. Although, that's not all that's happening in January. So, for anybody that doesn't know, sorry, I've just been distracted. I've just noticed a picture frame that I put in the wall, and I made sure it was straight, and somebody's knocked it to, and it's not straight anymore. And it's annoying me. Do you ever get that? Something just catches your eye, and now it's going to distract me the full time, but I can't get anywhere near it because there's a filing cabinet to the side of it, and there's a unit in front of it. And there's also a clothes horse sitting there. So I ain't getting anywhere near that anytime soon. Well, I will when I come off of here, but there's always something. And I know exactly how it's happened. My son was getting something out of my work case, my work suitcase thing, my trolley case. And I know he's lifted it and he's knocked it by accident. But boys knock things by accident and don't fix them. Boys, men. Males, all of you, do not come for me. Do not say, I don't do that. he's hold it. It's the same as you say, they ask you where something is and you say it's in that drawer, it's in that cupboard. They open the drawer, they open the cupboard, and because it's not sitting right there, it's not there. And then you go into the drawer of the cupboard and you just move something slightly to the left or slightly to the right. Ta-da! Imagine that, just found it. So yes, that was an unexpected conversation to have. So, talking about January and all that and things changing, I have a lot of things changing in my work life. So anybody that hasn't heard or like hasn't listened to the episode, hasn't seen on social media or whatever, I have not one, but two. It's all the languages I can talk, count. New podcast coming. Now, one was supposed to come this week, but there's been a bit of a hullabaloo because it's going to be on my website rather than on streaming sites for various reasons. And it goes hand in hand. Something just happened to my wrist. It goes hand in hand with my business coaching, which then leads me on to, I am also adding in business coaching packages. So you can either, so I already offer business coaching, I already offer life coaching, I already offer wellness coaching, and I already offer wellness and business coaching. That's a mouthful. But this is membership packages, which are going to essentially save you money. They may be for you, they may be not. It will all depend on your requirements. You might want to build your own package, and that's absolutely fine. You might want to just do pay-as-you-go, if that makes sense. So you go by appointments, pay by appointments, rather than be committed to a membership. And again, that's absolutely fine. So that's the first podcast, that is Reboot Your Business. But like I said, it was supposed to come out Monday there, a wee bit later, because you need to subscribe to one thing to add to your website, to then add something else to your website, to add something else to your website, to click a button and la-di-da-da-da. And we all know what aliens' capability is when it comes to technical difficulties. Now, to be fair, it's been quite plain sailing so far. It's just taken a bit longer than I thought it was going to take. Story of my life. I should really think of that when I start telling people dates. So yes, so that's Reboot Your Business podcast. That goes, like I said, hand in hand with business coaching packages. Or it can be just the podcast you sign up for, that's absolutely fine. Then, like I said, I am adding business packages, business coaching packages to my website as well. So it's like a full rebrand I'm doing just now of my business. And I'm doing it for a multitude of reasons. So one of the main reasons is, some may know, some may not know, my health. I just need to get things in place so that I know what's going on and everything else, because there's a few things in my health going on which isn't going to affect business as such. It just might mean that later down the line, years down the line, I might need to remove the hands-on therapies. But coaching, business coaching, life coaching, wellness coaching, blah blah blah, counselling, all that will always be there. It's just the hands-on stuff that later down the line might need to either be tweaked, I might need to bring somebody else in to do them, or I might need to take them away altogether. It just all depends how the business flows over the next few years. So yes, we're getting all that organised, because you all know that I started up my wellness, well, my private counselling it started off with, and then we added in coaching, and then we added in, well, we added in life coaching, then it was business coaching, then wellness coaching, then the hands-on stuff, and it's obviously grew over sort of five, almost 5 years. So I thought, before I get to year five, as I'm getting into year five, I want to just do a whole rebrand. Not change it all as such. I've changed my logo, and I love my new logo. If I do say so myself, because I did make it myself. I mean, there's nothing like blowing your own trumpet, is there? So, I made my logo, and I had been thinking about this for about a good year, 18 months. I've been toying with the fact of changing my logo. And when I decided the other week that, well, whenever it was, week, I don't know how long ago it was, because every day's the same day. See, once you get to the end of the year, once you get to kind of end of November, start of December, between then and the end of January, every day's the same day. Because you're just running. You're running on empty. You're running on whatever fumes are just lying at the bottom of the tank. As a kind of way to describe it, I suppose. So, when I was thinking about wanting to change my logo, I wanted something simplistic, but also that was memorable. A statement piece, that's the word I'm looking for. So a statement piece that said, basically, that almost said, showed what I'd done, if that makes sense. So the name hasn't changed, it's still the Reboot Sanctuary, but the logo's changed. And again, that's kind of because further down the line, it might only be the counselling and coaching, whatever, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. So that's where it started. I started off first by changing the logo. Obviously announced before that I was bringing out the business podcast. There is a private Facebook group for people that are signing up to the business coaching memberships. There's loads coming. Listen, go on the website. Have a wee nosy on the website and just watch. You'll see bits changing as the days go on. Some things will be changed already. Some things are still being tweaked in the background. So the website is being rejigged as we speak. What else is happening? Can you guess? Yes. Podcast. I don't even know what language I'm speaking anymore. I think I just spoke about three different languages. So, second podcast is another free podcast where you can listen everywhere that you can listen to this one. And that is Gossip With Friends podcast. And that's the one that me and Danielle will be doing together. And that one comes out Saturday the 1st of February. And that will come out Saturday the 1st of February because it's uploaded exactly the same way as this one's uploaded. So it's a lot simpler for me. There's less work there. When there's none of this rebranding and jigging websites about and, yeah, all that malarkey. So, Gossip With Friends is due out Saturday the 1st of February. That one is basically just two best friends having a giggle, having a gossip, and potentially putting the world to rights. I'm sure Danielle mentioned conspiracy theories. I'm sure there'll be some sort of true crime in there. There'll be like a mixture. See, whatever you talk to your friends about, that's what we'll be doing. Think of it as a dumbed down version, because I don't want you to have too high expectations of me and Danielle when we start. keep your expectations slightly lower than, because you've got to remember I'm blonde. I mean, Danielle's brunette. She's not much better. We'll just put it like that. No, I'm only joking, but there's going to be nothing too serious. We will be having a gossip. We will be having a giggle. We will be doing probably conspiracy theories. We'll be doing potentially touching on some true crime stories. I don't know. every episode will be different, and that's a good thing about it, because we'll just decide, me and Danielle, we'll decide either the day before or that day what we're talking about, or she'll pull a link up on her phone and she'll be like, oh, did you see this, and then we'll end up talking about that. So yeah, and then the other day, so there's a podcast me and her watch. I'm not advertising it because I'm not giving you free advertising. If you want to pay me, you can pay me. But anyway, it's two meals from Glasgow, and they're so funny, but they don't mean to be funny. And we always say like they're a bit like me and her. Their friendship's a bit like mine and hers. But yeah, so we watched them. So they had put a post up the other day on Instagram saying, oh, if you want to be a, what do you call it, a guest, comment, like, share the usual, you know, you see it all the time, don't you, on Instagram, comment, like, and share. But anyway, yeah, so she commented on it for me to go on, but I've not heard it, and she's like, you'll be hilarious on there. And I thought, I would just, I'm saying nothing. Plead guilty, Your Honour. So, yes, that's been as exciting as it got this week for me, I think. I'm trying to think if anything else has happened. Oh, my neighbours came back. Not how the Swingers. Right. They've been away for 6 weeks. Maybe more than that. Roughly 6 weeks. I think they went away at the start of December. They went away at the start of December. My neighbour phoned me because she's seen them loading up their car. She's like, oh my God, I think they're leaving. And I was like, no, I don't have that much luck. Because, honestly, I'm at my wit's end with them. I can't get any sleep for them. And it's as if they know when you're going to your bed. Do you know one of their neighbours? They know when you're going to your bed. So they ramp up the volume of how they're talking. They start singing, they start dancing, they start hammering into walls. Listen, see if there's anything that can grate on every last nerve you've got, they do it, and they usually start between 9 and 10 at night. Now, I'm in my bed for about 10 o'clock every night because the pain that I'm in all day makes me tired. So by 9, 10 o'clock, my eyes are rolling to the back of my head. My youngest goes to his bed about 10. My oldest is normally in his bed about 9 if he's on an early shift. If he's on a back shift, it'll be a bit later, and I'll wait up until he comes in. He's normally in about 11 o'clock, and he'll go to his bed about 12. But they've not even been back a week. Maybe just a week. And they're grating on my nerves already. We're at the very last nerve. Very, very last one. So, Sunday night, the swinging party happened. I mean, I keep saying it's a swinging party. I don't know if it is, but it's. Let's just say, yeah, there's a lot of couples and there's a lot of hilarity, and I know that can just be pals, right? Don't come for me. I'm saying it's a swingers party, okay? So if I say it's a swingers party, it's a swingers party until we're proven otherwise, okay? Swingers party sounds better than just saying they've got a couple of pals and they're doing my done. So they've come back. She phoned, no, I text her the night I thought I heard somebody in their house. And I've got a hedge outside my house, so I can't really see up the street. And plus I'm down the stairs, so it's like a four and a block type thing. So my neighbour's up the stair, but she's further up the street. So I messaged her and I went, go look at your window and see if his car's there, because I think they're back. And she went, no, they'll not be back. Well, she messaged me the next day. No, she never. She couldn't see anything or something. I don't know. I can't remember what happened. And then the next morning, I was going to the doctor's. So they must have come back last Thursday night. And then I had a doctor's on the Friday. Went to the doctor's, went outside, and I was like, I phoned her. I went, his car's there. I'm sure that's his car. She's like, ah, can it be? They wouldn't be away for that long. Oh, yes, it's them. Yes, 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 it's them. 100% them. And I have never known neighbours like this. Like, I've had noisy neighbours, and I've had neighbours that have done things and whatever else. And that's that's fine, because nobody's perfect and people are allowed to have parties and people can do whatever they want. But see, when they're doing things daily and there is no consideration for any other neighbours, that's when the line is drawn. I mean, there's things that I could tell you that, and I do have evidence of it, but I don't want to say it and I don't want to put it out there because I'm keeping the evidence just in case I need to go to Mr. Policeman. So yes, I mean, I'll probably get in trouble for not telling the police to start with. They'll be like, how did you know for us first? 2 years ago when that incident happened. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't know, I was too scared. I was scared of an 8-year-old. I'm genuinely. But the way I see it is, hopefully by April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, hopefully I'll be out of this house this year. At the minute, you know, the houses are few and far between, and every time I see one, somebody gets in there before me. So, can we all pray, please, for Aileen to get a new house at some point in the not-so-distant future? Aileen and her boys need sanity. Aileen and her boys need more space. Because we are cramped. It's basically three adults in a two-bedroom house flat. And, yeah, the bedroom, living room, kitchen are decent sizes. But, like, say the hall, the bathroom are tiny, teeny tiny. I mean, see the house I went to go and see the other day, the kitchen was tiny. I like to be able to move about my kitchen. There was no moving about, it was just stood there, you turned and you were on the other side. I like some work surface in my kitchen. I like to be able to make a mess when I'm cooking. Because I do cook a lot. Like, I cook from scratch a lot of my stuff. Apart from the fact that's the way I was brought up, my mum cooked a lot from scratch, but also my, what do you call him, oldest, he's got allergies, and then my youngest has got sensory issues, so I've got to kind of be a bit carefully what I'm making. So I do cook a lot from scratch. So I need space, listen, Master Chef. I am a woman of many talents. I can cook, I can talk a lot of rubbish, and I can moan about my neighbours, and I can fix you. I can't remember the tune for that song, so I'm not going to sing it to you. But yes, so the whole point of me rabbiting on for the last 25 minutes about me looking to move and rebranding my business, adding a new podcasts, etc, 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 is because today's topic, easy for you to say, today's topic is about living your best life, not somebody else's best life, your best life. So you live the life that you want to live and not the life that somebody dictates to you to live, or somebody that guides you into down a path and round a corner and upside down and on a roller coaster and whatever else. So now, it can be friends, it can be family, it can be partners, it can be your boss at work, it could be a teacher at school, it could be a lecturer at uni, it can be anybody that's get any kind of contact with you, anybody in your life, anybody you've ever spoke to, who can kind of swerve you down a path that you maybe didn't want to go, and then the next thing you know, it's 25 years later and you're still not living the life that you dreamt of, the life that you want to live, and doing the job that you want to do. You're doing what everybody else has told you to do, and that's kind of the way my life has been since I was just a little girl. I asked my mother, what shall I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. So, That's how good was that? Did I stay on key? Was it in tune? Were you entertained? Probably sang the wrong words as well. But anyhow, what was I going to say? Yeah, so you can end up just going down a path because. So we all know the age-old story, the alien left school as soon as she finished her last exam. Now, that's not new to anybody that's listened to previous podcasts. It's not news. It's not a new statement I'm making. It's a very old one. So we're kind of over that, right? But the reason I'm bringing that up is because from the age of, I'm trying to think, I'd probably say all the way through my childhood, I was like a follower. I was the one that was just following along everybody, what everybody else was doing. Because I never had the confidence in myself. I never had any confidence as a child, as a teenager, as a young adult. I had zero confidence. Now, you may say, bull crap, alien, I don't want to swear. You might think, how could you become a life coach? How could you do this? How could you do that? How can you be doing podcasts? How can you be on social media? How can you X, Y, Z? Here's how it ended up happening, right? So, I followed the leader, all the way through childhood and teenage years, to the point where I copied everything my big cousin done, because we were inseparable. So, whatever my big cousin done, I done it. Now, there's only 10 months between us, right? So, she started smoking, I started smoking. Now, there is a story behind that. She forced me into it. And I know you're going to say that's what they all say, Aileen, but she did. So it was one Christmas, New Year, around about that time. It was either Christmas or New Year, I can't remember, because the only reason I know what time of year it was, is because, I'm sure it was New Year though, my mum's side of the family would meet up on Boxing Day in the 2nd of January. And then they would, like Christmas Day and New Year's Day, they would all meet up with their significant other's family. So like, my mum's sister would meet up with her in-laws, blah, 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 right? So it was either Boxing Day or the 2nd of January, but I'm almost positive it was 2nd of January, sorry. Me and about 4 or 5 of my cousins all went out a walk. I mean, I think I was only allowed out just so that it looked as if they were doing something good rather than they were up to anything. So they were all going to walk so they could have a quick fag, quick cigarette, which I kind of knew but didn't know, but I just thought, oh, I'm getting to go out with my big cousins. I was only, I think, 11 at the time. They made me smoke a cigarette so that if they get caught, they could say I'd done it as well, but also so that I couldn't grass them in. I couldn't tell on them, because if I told anybody that they smoked, they'd be like, well, she done it as well. How bad's that? It's terrible, isn't it? And that was the only cigarette I had for about, I'm going to say maybe 2 years. Maybe a bit less than that. About a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. And then I ended up smoking, because you get into the crowd, don't you? So I was hanging about with my cousin, I was hanging about people at school and whatever else who all smoked, and I ended up being part of that pack. So she got me smoking. Then when I was, now, was I 12? There, I've done it again, forgot to turn the phone on silent. Can't remember if I was 12 or 13. But around about then, I think I was, 12. And we started kind of hanging about with each other. It was just before I turned 13, I'm sure, where I would stay at hers every weekend. So she thought it'd be a good idea to get me starting drinking. Get me drunk. As you do. Oh, hey, Link. And I'm like, oh, well, everybody else is doing it. I might as well, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. I mean, there's plenty of other things she's got me doing, but we'll not be saying that on here. We ain't incriminating nothing. Well, it's not anything criminal, but I don't want to get grounded, and if my mother or father hear it, I know I'm 45, but you can imagine. So, yeah, So everything that she done, she eventually got me to do. And then I even got to the point, we even worked together. We worked on this, we went to college together, all these different things. And it was like, I had no clue what I wanted to do as an adult, as a job. I thought, maybe I work in a shop, maybe I work in a nursery. Like, when we were at school, there was not much. Nobody really spoke about careers. Nobody really spoke about, oh, have you thought about doing this? Have you thought about doing that? It was just basically, well, what do you want to do? No, there was just no encouragement. There was nothing, which is a shame. So unless you 100% knew what you wanted to do, there was nobody there cheering you on going, oh, I think you would be good at this, or I think you'd be good at that. And there was just nothing that grabbed my attention 100%. So I've floated from job to job to job to job to job until I had my second son. And then I started doing parties for a certain company, over 18 parties. No sexual stuff, so don't you worry about that. I wasn't doing anything that I shouldn't be doing. Selling stuff, we'll say that. But yeah, so I done that self-employed, and I quite like being my own boss, although I still had a team leader and everything else, right? But I enjoyed picking my hours. I enjoyed that I was in full control of my earnings, my working hours, my everything. If I wanted to work that day, I could book a party in for that day. If I didn't want to work that day, take the day off, Aileen. So that was really good, and that worked well for me. But then at the same time, we all know parties are mainly weekends. You'll get the odd one through the week if it's a charity or whatever else. But so you were to an extent limited, and then it also meant that when the kids were at school and nursery, you were in the house, and then when they were home, you were out at work. So it didn't work in that sense. So that was fine, done that a couple of years. Then got a full-time job working in Karen Home Insurance. Loved it. Listen, I've probably loved every job I've had. Not so much some of the people I've worked with, but most jobs that I've really enjoyed it, because I love helping people. I love like customer service and all that sort of stuff. I see if I can help you, I'll help you. Whatever it may be, I'll do my damnedest to help you. So, worked there for a couple of years. And then I thought, you know what? My son needed a bit more attention, because some of you don't know, if you have listened in the past, because he's autistic, I need to be home more, blah, blah, blah. So then I started up my first business, which was designing and printing t-shirts, bags, gifts, all different things like that. And again, I could work from home, but at the weekends I would go and do, I had my market stalls that I would do as well. I would do events at Christmas, all these things. But again, you were out every weekend. The whole point of me starting my business was supposed to be so that I was home 24/7, and it wasn't working that way. But anyway, we carried on with it because I'd started this business, I wanted to see it through. Then my health took a dip. Then we had COVID and everything else. And obviously, because I knew my health was declining, I retrained and trained to do counselling, became a counsellor. Got all my qualifications, got all my insurance, everything else, and that was absolutely fine. We were good to go. But again, COVID, as I was starting that, COVID hit. So it went in the back burner for a couple of months. Gave me time to advertise or whatever else. And then we were allowed to do face-to-face again, so that was fine. Then we weren't allowed to do face-to-face. Then we weren't, right? So you all know the rigmarole, right? But since starting this business, I now know that this is what I should have been doing all along. Does that make sense? Something just falls into place. Like, I've always helped people. I've always been the one that everybody comes to. My friend, one of my friends who I grew up with for primary one, so from 5 year old. We had our first babies together and everything, like literally days apart, I think. There was only meant to be something like 2 days between the two of them. They end up being, I think, 11 days or seven or 11, I can't remember. I think it's I think she was born on the 11th and my son was born on the 3rd. So 8 days between them, something like that. And she's always said to me, you should be a counsellor. And I'm like, oh no, I've not got the brains for that. I couldn't do that. Well, who knew? I can. And I've managed to thrive and everything else. So, the whole moral of that story is, again, I have finally went down the path that I should have went down. Went down a path for me and not for somebody else. Now, throughout that time, I know we spoke about my cousin, but I've been in relationships where I've just went with whatever they've said, done whatever they've done, done whatever they've told me to do. I've been in with friendships who I've put them first and I've helped them get to where they need to get, and I've done things for them and looked after their kids so that they could do X, Y, Z, or I've got them started up in business, or I've got whatever. And while I'm doing all that for them, I'm neglecting my business. I'm neglecting my what I want to do, what I need to do for me and my boys, because I always put everybody else first. So take this as a lesson. I'm now, I nearly told you my age, mid-40s, right? I'll just tell you, I'm 45. God's sake, you dragged that one right out of me, didn't you? No, but I'm 45 now, and I'm finally at peace. I'm finally doing what I want to do, and not letting anybody else stop me or hinder me moving forward. So now I'm at a point where I can finally move house. I'm at a point where I can finally see how my business can grow. I can finally do everything I want to do, add things in, do things for me, my sons and my business, without thinking, oh, but what if I need to do something for them, or what if that person needs me, or what if. Start putting you first. Now, I'm not saying put yourself before your children necessarily, but then there will be times where you do need to put yourself before your children, because if you don't take care of yourself and do what really matters to you, how can you have the strength to look out for them and do what you need to do for them? Because doing what everybody else wants you to do and doing what everybody else expects of you, or what they're telling you to do, following them down a path that they want to go down, and when you're following them down a path that they want to go down, they're getting to thrive, they're getting to succeed, and they're getting to be happy because they're in the world that they want to be in. Whereas you're not going to be as happy as them. You're never going to be as happy as them if you're just following. You're never going to be 100% content if you're just going with the flow. So take this as a kind of ta-da moment, I suppose, as a light switch turning on, light turning on, your light bulb moment. Think of this as your light bulb moment to say, do you know what, time for me to sit and write a list and do what I want to do. What is it I 100%, and it doesn't have to be career wise, it can be, do you want to go somewhere on holiday but somebody else doesn't want to go? Just go. There might be somebody else that wants to go with you. It might be that you go yourself. Solo travelling is so popular just now, and you'll always meet other people. You just need to be making sure that you're staying safe, and the countries you're going to are safe, and the places, the cities, or whatever it is you're going to are safe. Do you want to retrain? Do you want to go to university or college? Go do it. Do you want to go to a concert but nobody else will go with you? Go to that concert. Do you get where I'm going? Do you want to have children but you're sitting waiting for Mr. Right to come along, or Mrs. Right to come along, but yet you're sitting at 39, 40, 42 years old and you're still waiting? Well, there's ways and means. Now, I'm not advocating that everybody should be a single parent. Not at all. If you feel as if your life purpose is to be a parent and you're sitting waiting, how long are you going to wait? How long are you going to wait to start that business? How long are you going to wait to apply to go to university or college? How long are you going to wait to start doing the driving lessons? Because you could always say, now's not the right time. There's never going to be a right time when it's something that you're doing for yourself. When it's something that you're doing for yourself, you're always going to find an excuse, you're always going to find a reason as to why it's not the right time. There's never a right time for anything in life. We could all say, oh, but what if it doesn't work? Oh, but what if I'm 10 pence short? Oh, but what if somebody needs me to babysit that day? Oh, but nothing. Go do it. Go live your best life and live your life for you and nobody else. Because at the end of the day, you're going to get no thanks for it from the other people, or not the kind of thanks or praise that you should be getting for helping them get to the point that they're at. I have exes. I have many exes who are, they got to do whatever they wanted to do. They, like, for example, I had one that lived abroad, worked abroad all year round. I done all the homeless stuff and whatever else. Yeah, we didn't have kids together, but I did have two children who he willingly took on because I come as a package, three of us, and he was brilliant with the kids. But he was nowhere to be seen from April to December. Yeah, he was on the phone every day. But he was living his best life. And I was sitting at home being the doting girlfriend or whatever you want to call it, who didn't have a life, had no life, because I didn't want him to think I was doing anything behind his back. But yet, he'd be working all day, all night, and then he'd go out at night with all his friends. That's absolutely fine. I'm not saying he was doing anything wrong, but he was living the life that he wanted to live, and I wasn't. And it made me miserable. Absolutely miserable. Then you've got my... Just say it. Just say it, Aileen. My ex, who I've got a child with, he got to go and live the life that he wanted to live with the job that he wanted to do. And I was at home with the baby. And then, while he was away doing the job he wanted to do, he found another partner. And I didn't know about it until a very long time after, and as far as I was concerned, we were maybe still together. So, relationships, friendships, I've got friendships who have shit on me for a great height as well, but we live and learn. That's what life's about. Every day in life is a learning experience. Every day in life is about learning something, whether it's you're learning that you're not in the right job, whether it be it's learning that you don't think you're spending enough time with your kids, and by the way, nobody can tell you you are or you aren't spending enough or too much or too little time with your kids. That is up to you to decide. Nobody gets to tell you how to be a parent. Obviously, unless you're harming the children, that's different, then people can step in and say, maybe don't do that. But if you're doing the best job to your best capability, nobody can tell you otherwise. If you're going out and having a night out on a Saturday night, because that's your only night away from the kids, you enjoy that to your best ability. You go live that Saturday night and enjoy it as much as you can. Because being a parent, regardless of whether you're a full-time parent or whether you're shared custody or whether you work all week and then you've got the kids at the weekend and all through the week at night or whatever else, like, everybody needs time off. Everybody needs a break from whether it be work, the children, being a carer, being whatever. We all need a break, and we all need to come together and start looking out for each other and stop just taking advantage of people. Don't look at people as, oh, what can they do for me? Don't look at your friends or your family, your partner or whoever, or what can they do for me? What can I gain from them? It should be, how can we help each other? You work Monday to Wednesday and then maybe on a Sunday, and your friend works Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Why not look after each other's kids rather than you having to pay out all that expense on childcare? Like, help everybody grow their life. We only have the one life, although I do say that when I come back in the next life, I want to be a panda. Just want to be a panda, because they pandas, have you seen how much fun they have? It's just shits and giggles all day long and eating bamboo. I'm living that life. My next life, I'm coming back as a panda. I'm telling you. And I'm going to be a therapy panda. I'll make you feel better. You'll see my big belly and everything else, and me just rolling about and falling off trees and seats and everything, and that'll make you feel better about yourself. I love watching panda videos. Just in case you haven't realised that yet, my sons just roll their eyes at me because I sat in the living room in absolute hysterics with tears streaming down my face watching panda videos constantly. And then I send them to them and I'm like, oh my god, did you see that? And I'm like, no. So now I've stopped sending them to them and I go into the room and I'm like, watch this, and I'm like, mum, get out of my room. I love pandas. I as a panda. I'm going to be a panda. Imagine if you were at primary school and your teacher says to you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you're like, a panda. You get a couple of funny looks then, because I don't know if that's actually possible for you to be a panda when you grow up. But maybe in your next life, Aileen. Well, that's what I'll aim for. I'll aim for a panda in my next life then. Cheers, pal. But no, kind of feel as if I went in a wee rant there, but it wasn't meant to be a rant. It was more about like showing you that you can have anything that you want. Yeah, you might need to make sacrifices, like you might need to cut back in the coffees you have in the morning, or maybe you need to like not have as many Saturday nights out to do your driving lessons, or if you're going to go to college or uni, maybe you might need to change your job and get a part-time job or something similar. But everything's doable, and there's a way to do everything. There is a way to do everything if you're willing to see how you can accommodate your dreams. There's a way to do it. And you know what? As a wee plug to my business, if you are unsure of how you can do anything, book in for life coaching. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you progress your life. We're here to help you move forward and get the dream life that you want. Live. Because something somebody said the other day, and it made a lot of sense. You're in primary, right, so you're born, and then, now I'm going to go by Scottish years, time scales, whatever, right, so, because I know England's slightly different. So you're born, and then maybe when you're about 2 or 3, you'll start nursery, and then when you're 5, you start school. Now this is roughly, it all depends on when your birthday is. So you start primary school, so you're in primary school from 5 to 11, well, 12. Then when you're 12, you go to secondary school, and you're there until you're, what, between 16 and 18. As soon as you leave school, regardless of whether you're 16, 17, 18, you're expected to either go into further education or to work. Now, if you're going to further education, you might be in education until anything up until mid-20s. It could be a couple of years, it could be 7 years, it could be longer, depending on the career choice. So depending on, maybe you want to be a hairdresser, a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, architect, anything like that. So you're doing all that. Then you leave college or uni and you go straight into work. Then in Scotland, I think the UK, retirement age at the minute's 67, I think. But it is going up every year or every couple of years, and at some point it'll be nearer 70, if not into your 70s. Then you'll be lucky, and you've paid your taxes all the years, right? You've worked hard. But how much money have you got in the bank? How much money have you got saved? Some people will have, some people won't. So then you leave, you retire, anything between mid-60s to, say, mid-70s. Say you retire at 75 and you potentially pass away at 83. You've only had 8 years to enjoy your life. You've had 8 years to enjoy your pension that you paid and worked hard to pay into for all the years. And by the time you retire, the majority of people by the time they retire, they're that knackered, they're that tired, they're that beaten, that they don't necessarily have the energy to do what they plan to do in retirement. So, and I'm not saying retire early, if you can afford it, by all means, yeah. But the point is, enjoy your life while you're living your life. Enjoy your life as you are grown, as you're living, as you're getting older. Don't wait until years down the line when it might be too late, because none of us know what's going to happen tomorrow. None of us know what's going to happen next year. Listen, 2020 should have taught us that. None of us knew we were going to be locked away for nearly 2 years, or however long it was. So none of us know when we're going to have more restrictions put in our life. And by the way, if any restrictions do go in, I ain't taking the blame for that. I'm not jinxing nothing. I know nothing. I'm just saying, we've been there before, and it could happen again. We never thought it would have happened the last time, but it did. So Aileen is shouting from the rooftops, begging you, encouraging you, giving you your moment, however you want to see it, but please, please, please live your life just now. Having kids doesn't need to stop you from living your life. Having a husband, a wife, doesn't have to stop you from living your life. You don't have to be together 24/7. You can live not separate lives, but you can go on separate nights out. You can do different things if both of you don't have the same hobbies. If you do have the same hobbies, amazing. Do it together. Do the two of you want to build a business together? Do the two of you want to retrain? Work out your finance. Work out how you can financially do it. It might be that one retrains first and then the other one retrains after that. It might be the two of you do it at the same time. Again, there is ways and means for everything. So regardless of whether you're wanting to figure out how you can go and start studying, or how can you possibly get the courage up to go and do your driving lessons, or start a business, or whatever it may be, Aileen is here to help. Yeah, but I've got coaching, I've got counselling, I've got different things for almost every kind of aspect in life. So you've got your wellness, you've got your life, you've got your business coaching, and you've got your wellness and business coaching. Maybe you're already in business and you feel as if it's not thriving enough. But why is it not thriving? Is there a reason for that? And that's, I can come and have a wee look. Look at how the business is running. Have a discussion with yourself. Potentially have a discussion with one or two of your employees. Different ways for us to do it. And we can try and get your business back on track and back growing again. But please don't keep putting things off, because if tomorrow never comes. I sing that to my boys all the time, and they're just like, oh, Mum, shut up. If God forbid, something happened tomorrow and it did stop you from finally achieving or trying to achieve your dream holiday, your dream car, your dream house, your dream job, your dream business. Because one change in direction a minute earlier can change everything. Every path that you've went down so far in life has took you to the path that you're on just now. But what path do you take next? Do you stay on the path you're on? Are you enjoying the path you're on? See, if you're enjoying the path you're on, that is absolutely amazing, and I love that for you. But if you're not on the path that you want to be on, at what point do you take a wee turn? At what point do you come off that path and go into another path and try that? Because what's the harm in trying? Doesn't work, that's fine. Go back on that other path if that's what you may be. Or take a different path. Again, you can change the path that you're walking up as many times as you want in life, as long as it's your choice and not somebody else's. Does that make sense? No, I'm not trying to get you into trouble. I wasn't trying to be a dictator. I am not any of the historic dictators. I am me. And that's all I ever will be. But thank you for listening to Aileen Talks. I'm joking. I've got a sore throat now. Oh, sore throat. Feel sick. I think I've talked too much. 56 minutes and 35 seconds. And Aileen's like, I think I've finally lost the plot and don't know what to talk about anymore. I'm lost for words. Do you want me to sing a song? Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. I don't know what to sing to yous. I mean, I've sang a couple of times today, so I think that's quite enough. You just want more all the time. She said, more. That was a song, that wasn't anything rude. That was a song from the 80s, for anybody young enough to remember. I ain't saying old enough, because I am not old. I am in my prime. I mean, I'm not. I walk a bit as if I'm about 90. I get irritated by my neighbours very easily. But let's not go back down that road. We've been there. We've had that discussion today. So, if anybody would like to get in touch, now getting in touch with me doesn't mean to say that you have to take any appointments with me. You can get in touch, have your initial free phone call, and then you can go on your merry way, or you can book further appointments, or you can register to one of the memberships, which, by the way, aren't on the website yet, but will be by the end of the week. That's what she said. She hopes. I'm just tweaking things a wee bit, and then I just need to click a button and the memberships will be on. But if you follow my social media for the Reboot Sanctuary, you will see when the memberships and everything else are up and running. Or you can just keep checking the website, www.thereebootsanctuary.com. Follow the Reboot Sanctuary on Facebook, Instagram, tickety-tockety, and the same for this podcast, Reboot Your Thoughts podcast on all. And then Gossip with Friends social medias are up again, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and that will be coming on the 1st of February. That's an awful, awful lot of information for you to remember midweek. I just don't know anymore. So yes, if I can help, listen, it doesn't need to be your coaching. It could be counselling. It could be anything. Get in touch. And if you can't afford to go private, you can still get in touch and I can signpost you in the right directions. Do not worry. I just want everybody to be happy and get the help and support that they need to get to where they want to be, whether it be they're still travelling along their mental health journey and they need a bit of support, or whether it be we're trying to make your life a lot better and a lot easier. So, for now, I am going to go, and I bet yous are glad, and I will keep yous all updated on socials. I've been a bit quiet on socials the last week because I've just been so busy. My head's been all over the place. My hands aren't working quite so well at the minute, as you heard earlier on when I just moved my hand and done something to my wrist. We've got a lot going on, but as I say, the Reboot Sanctuary is getting a full rebrand just now. There's people working on the website. That's all getting sorted so that everything is hopefully going to be ready for the 1st of February. It should be ready a lot sooner than that for you to go on and get all the information. But 100% will be ready by the 1st of February. And for now, I am signing out. I need to go and get a drink. I need to start dinner, I think. I need to chop an onion. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but yeah, we'll try that one. But if I don't hear from you, I hope you all enjoyed the episode. I hope it gave you a bit of clarity and a bit of kind of cheering on. Gave you a bit of confidence to go and do what you want to do. If I do hear from you, I'll speak to you soon. If I see you on the street, come and say hello. Just don't scare me. And not if I'm with my boys, please, because they're very shy. And I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I think I'm delusional. I genuinely think you see me rolling. Right, I'm away because I'm going to start singing again. Enjoy your week. Live your best life. Do what you want to do. Sit and have a think about what you want to do. And hopefully I will speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.